Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for listening. This is the latest medical news, plus, much more importantly, what it means to you. We're going to talk about heart disease patients. Think exercise, not weight loss. Boost sports performance and annoy your opponents. Should you grunt, or does it really work? And they're hosting parasitic worms in their body to help treat a neglected disease, a huge ethical issue with emotion. Why Europe still has so many measles outbreaks, and an Italian party that did well in the election favors no immunizations, no requirements for it, and they got a fair number of votes in the election despite 4 deaths and 5,000 cases of measles in Italy last year. They don't understand it. The best way to monitor your blood pressure, do it yourself and decrease stroke and heart disease rates by 20%. The FDA approves the first home testing for 3 breast cancer mutations. Those are the top ones. We'll also talk about, do gun laws save lives? A new study and what it shows. And Trump wants more asylums, and some psychiatrists agree. Let's go to the stories this week. We're going to do rapid fire, as always, but especially tell you what it means for you. I should tell you that, if you will, there is also another story that we should bring up, and that is the extra HMCoA inhibitors, that is the statin drugs when supplemented by the other drugs that have now been shown to lower LDL, that is to get them to a lower level, not only reduces heart disease and strokes, but does so in a large percentage. After 3 years, nearly 9% of those on the drug and 11.1% of those given placebo, that is, they're treated maximally with diet, exercise, and statins, but were given the PCSK9 inhibitors in addition, and they have a greater benefit, 20% reduction about in heart disease and strokes. And that's now been shown with the second of the PCSK9 inhibitors given once or twice a month. That is, there are differences in those. I would urge you to talk to your doc about it if you've had a heart attack or stroke or at high risk for one or having trouble getting a statin drug that lowers your cholesterol adequately. Let's now talk about the FDA approves the first home testing for 3 breast cancer mutations. Would you get this yourself? And the question is, I don't know whether I would if my wife had one of these. Clearly, meaning if my wife was worried about it because of a history in the family of breast cancer, would I do this as a first step? Probably not, because this only detects 3 of about 70 known mutations in the BRCA gene. I'd want to get all 70. You do that by real SNP analysis for the full set of BRCA. What do you do if it's positive? Well, you go back and get a real test. Is this something you want to know without the medical professional knowing it? Well, maybe you want to keep it private and you do it this way, but I don't know how you then go and tell someone, an insurance company or whoever, or what you did. I did this and had a positive. You've got to go to a doc anyway. I guess I think it's a real ethical dilemma. Write me at ageproof.life or ageprooflife@gmail.com. Tell me what you do, ageprooflife@gmail.com, and I'll tell you what our poll of the 50,000 people or so who download this. ageprooflife@gmail.com. Do email me. By the way, you can use that address to put in the subject line, subscribe, and I'll send you the news of the week as it happens. They're hosting parasitic worms in their body to help treat a neglected disease. This, again, is a scary thing for me. It's a lot of ethical dilemma. Would you take schistosomiasis? If you got to get, by the way, schistosomiasis is when the male and female worms get together. They penetrate because they live in lakes. And they then put out a lot of babies. The babies lodge in one of your ducts, your bile ducts, or your ducts in your liver, and cause hepatitis, cause liver cancer, cause a whole bunch of other bad diseases. So they're going to put in the male-only worms into people in the Netherlands, volunteers, and then give them a vaccine, or actually have given them a vaccine. And then after a number of years, both the the positives and the negatives, the ones they give the vaccine and the ones they don't give the vaccine to, they'll see if they still have it, because they'll treat them for the disease and look at whether they have it. It's also a rare cause of neurologic disease. I'm scared because you got to make sure you get only the males, obviously. And then you got to make sure that if the vaccine doesn't work, would I like this male coursing around in my body and putting out his poop in my body for whatever it is, 10 years? Oh, gosh. New gun laws, do they save lives? Well, we don't know, because we don't have the research. Congress has banned the CDC from getting data. So there's crucial missing data. The weak evidence that we have from what we have from other countries, et cetera, is that gun laws do ban lives, do prevent deaths. But we don't know. Should we have everyone armed in a school, meaning should we have teachers and should we have resource officials who are there just to do this? We don't know the answer. We've got to get Congress to say, hey, get off your stupid horse from the NRA laws that they have promulgated saying you can't collect the data, and collect the data. The NRA may be right. It may be the best way of protecting it is with resource officers. But we don't know that. I don't know why they're afraid of science and getting data. So even because the data may support their position. Oops. Are we still connected? Okay, sorry. That's our engineer, Ben. I lost my feeling that we were connected, my signal that we were connected, but I'm glad we are. Why Europeans have many measles cases? They have, throughout the Europe, there's been a wave of people saying, well, let's not get immunized. You know how many people died from measles in the world last year? 89,000. Five in Italy, 5,000 cases. Four in Italy, 5,000 cases. This is incredible, because they had 89,000 measles deaths throughout the world. There's a vaccine that prevents it. Don't worry about it. There is a vaccine. Yes, vaccines aren't safe. They cause some serious diseases, but the chance of them preventing a serious disease is 40,000 times greater than they're causing a serious disease. So you've won the lottery if you get the vaccinations. I would urge people to get vaccinations. Don't let the lack of science and lack of your understanding of it hinder you. If you want to read all the data, we interviewed, Dr. Oz and I, 150 people, You Raising Your Child, our book, free, the chapter on vaccines on the DrOz.com website. If you want to write me at ageprooflife@gmail.com and say, send me the chapter, I'll send you the chapter in a PDF form. It is our results of interviewing 150 people on every side of the vaccine debate and reading every article we could on it that was published at the time. I think it was 2008 to 2010. The data are pretty clear. 40,000 to one benefit over risk. Yes, there is some risk, but the benefit is so much greater. Trump wants more asylums. That is, we don't have people that are gathered for mental illness treatment. And that's because the asylums of the past, one doctor for 1,500 patients or whatever, we need some place that is greater than 15 people. That is, the law prohibits you from having more than 15 people in a place for mental health treatment. We need a place where there are experts and that have more than 15 people. That's why mental health treatment facilities are so small and are relatively inefficient. Trump wants more asylums. I don't really think they're asylums. They're better, larger treatment centers. Urge your congressman to vote yes on that. Learn about the data, because you should have more, be allowed to have more than 15 people in one place, as long as you have adequate nursing and medical care for those. Next story I want to get into, skipping over some, is does grunting help? You've heard, if you watch tennis matches, especially the female tennis, you see when they're hitting a backhand, a real grunt. And what that is in fact a effort. And what happens with weightlifting, where they've seen, does the grunting work in the Olympics, etc.? It gives you 10% more short-term power. It doesn't work for marathons, doesn't work for long-term power, but does in short-term help, as well as intimidate your opponent if you do it on a court like a tennis court. Oh, gosh. I wonder if it works in squash. We never did that in the old days in squash. Best way to monitor your blood pressure, do it yourself. If it's abnormal, make sure your doc, keep a record of it day, night. But look at it yourself. If anything's above 135 over and above 85, see your doc for better treatment. Of course, if you've got low and high, maybe it's time for a different drug that has a longer effect or doesn't have as great an effect at certain times of day or night. For heart disease patients, exercise works, not weight loss. Being active has large effects, and doing even a little better is better than nothing. Weight loss is beneficial, clearly, but exercise is even better. It is the exercise which releases proteins, which breaks down insulin resistance, which tends to grow your brain, which makes your heart function better, your arteries function better, and keeps you healthier. The next study that I want to talk about is the last one, and that is the outbreak of salmonella linked to chicken salad. In all these salads you buy, make sure you eat them by the buy date. Make sure you try and cook them. It is the best thing for you. One last story. Toxic particles kill 6,000 people a year in Germany. There is no safe diesel, just like there is no safe coal, unless you live a long way from it. Move away from the clear freeways, etc. That's it for the You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This was 883A. We have a wonderful guest coming up to, and I'm going to surprise you with who it is, but a wonderful guest that will talk to you about dirty jeans, or maybe not, but I think you're going to learn what we mean by dirty jeans either this week or next week. I can't remember which week that guest is coming up, but an outstanding guest. And tune in every week. We have a new news of the week, plus much more importantly, what these stories mean for you. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for great engineering. Download us and tell your friends about us weekly. Thanks again.